Alaska Senator Lisa Murkowski and members of the Southeast Alaska Regional Dive Fisheries Association talked last week about the possibility of a political solution to China's ban on Alaska and Washington State gooey ducks. KRBD's Layla Carey has more.
Senator Murkowski stopped in Ketchikan after her trip to Juneau to address the Alaska State Legislature. She met with various groups, including some dive fishermen who are worried about China's ongoing ban on gooey duck clams. Here's what she said about that meeting.
I liked how one gentleman put it. He said, you know, some are saying that this is an issue that relates to science. Some have suggested that there's more politics. He says it's probably political science.
Phil Doherty is the executive director at SARDFA. He says he told the senator that scientific reasons behind China's embargo are not clear to his group or to divers in Washington state.
We haven't gotten all the information from China on their testing protocol and whether any of our clams that were subsampled over there were hot, but it's certainly the PSP testing protocol that we do here in Alaska seems to be very much more than adequate.
PSP, or paralytic shellfish poisoning, is caused by eating shellfish contaminated with certain kinds of algae and toxins. It can be deadly, so all commercially harvested shellfish is tested before it can be sold. The ban has been in place since mid-December when Chinese officials claimed they found high toxin and arsenic levels in gooey ducks from Washington state and from dive areas around Ketchikan. Doherty says the ban is a serious issue for local divers.
Well, we've closed our fisheries down completely. We haven't fished in the better part of six now, going on probably 7 weeks, because of the volatile market in China and the inability of our gooey ducks to reach the market. So, yeah, I mean, this is our number one concern right now.
Doherty says his group generally tests the gooey duck fishing grounds weekly. If an area comes back hot or above safe levels for PSP, divers won't harvest there, fishing instead in tested safe areas. However, the association has suspended testing and has not fished for weeks. Doherty says the economic impact could be significant.
We're less than halfway through our guideline harvest level, and if this thing drags on much longer, it'd be 400,000 pounds of gooey ducks that Mega One harvested, and the price before the closure was close to $10 a pound. So you're looking at next vessel value of between $3 and $4 million that may not get harvested.
Doherty notes that Canadian gooey ducks are not included in the ban, although Canada's sampling protocols are similar to Alaska's. He says that adds to the evidence that the move might have been political. A group of U.S. officials are going to China on March 3rd to try and resolve the gooey duck issue. Murkowski says she's going to pay attention to the outcome of that visit. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.